Viewer. The golem's thick fingers were a blur as the pencil scratched across the slate.
I am a golem. I was made of clay. My life is the words. By means of words of purpose in my head, I acquire life. My life is to work. I obey all commands. I take no rest.
What words of purpose?
Relevant texts that are the focus of belief. Golem must work. Golem must have a master.
The goat lay down beside the golem and started to chew cud.
There have been two murders, said Angua. I'm pretty certain a golem did one, and probably both. Can you tell us anything, Dorful?
Sorry, look, said Cheery. Are you telling me this thing is powered by words? I mean, is it telling me it's powered by words?
Why not? Words do have power. Everyone knows that, said Angua. There are more golems around than you might think. They're out of fashion now, but they last. They can work underwater or in total darkness or knee-deep in poison for years. They don't need rest or feeding.
But that's slavery, said Cheery.
Of course it isn't. You might as well enslave a doorknob. Have you got anything to tell me, Dorful?
Cheery kept looking at the cleaver in the block. Words like length and heavy and sharp were filling her head more snugly than any words could have filled the clay skull of the golem. Dorful said nothing.
How long have you been working here, Dorful?
Now 300 days already.
And you have time off?
To make a hollow laughing, what would I do with time off?
I mean, you're not always in the slaughterhouse.
Sometimes I make deliveries.
And meet other golems? Now listen, Dorful, I know you things keep in touch somehow. And if a golem is killing real people, I wouldn't give a busted teacup for your chances. Folk will be along here straight away with flaming torches and sledgehammers. You get my drift?
The golem shrugged.
They cannot take away what does not exist, it wrote.
Angua threw up her hands. I'm trying to be civilized, she said. I could confiscate you right now. The charge would be being obstructive when it's been a long day and I've had enough. Do you know Father Tubalcheck?
The old priest who lives on the bridge.
How come you know him?
I have made deliveries there.
He's been murdered. Where were you when he was killed?
In the slaughterhouse.
How do you know? Dorful hesitated a moment. Then the next words were written very slowly, as if they had come from a long way away after a great deal of thought.
Because it is something that must have happened not long ago, because you are excited. For the last 3 days I have been working here.
All the time?
Yes.
24 hours a day?
Yes. Men and trolls here on every shift, they will tell you. During the day I must slaughter, dress, quarter, joint and bone, and at night without rest I must make sausages and boil up the livers, hearts, tripes, kidneys and chitterlings.
That's awful, said Cheery.
The pencil blurred briefly.
Close.
Dorful turned his head slowly to look at Angua and wrote,
Do you need me further?
If we do, we know where to find you.
I am sorry about the old man.
Good. Come on, Cheery. They felt the golem's eyes on them as they left the yard.
It was lying, said Cheery.
Why'd you say that?
It looked as if it was lying.
You're probably right, said Angua, but you can see the size of the place. I bet we wouldn't be able to prove it had stepped out for half an hour. I think I'll suggest that we put it under what Commander Vimes calls special surveillance.
What, like plain clothes?
Something like that, said Angua carefully.
Funny to see a pet goat in a slaughterhouse, I thought, said Cheery, as they walked on through the fog.
What?
Oh, you mean the Eudes goat, said Angua. Most slaughterhouses have one. It's not a pet. I suppose you could call